They are carrying different kind of grocery. Any, as it is, I'm just carrying coke. Some of my friends, they are carrying cooking oil. Any different of food we are just taking to Congo. Because in Congo, it depends on the other countries. Actually, they don't have anything in Congo. Most of the food, they are coming outside the country.
Now, looking at issues to do with crossing borders, are you having any difficulties?
Currently, some of the other countries, they don't have any problem, except when you want to use Botswana border, they said you mustn't enter into Botswana up to at least if you, let's say if you have a stamp for Congo, you must stay 30 days before you enter Botswana. They believe that within a period of 30 days, if you have Ebola, you have died.
Now, looking at that kind of a problem, is it widespread in other countries as well?
As it is, there are some people who are coming from, let's say those who are staying in, let's say South Africa, Zambia, and they are coming to Congo, yeah? Then they said, within the period of 30 days, you mustn't enter into Congo. But if it's just missing with Botswana people when you are in Zimbabwe, South Africa, and when you're in Zambia. So it can spread up to Botswana.
So now, is Botswana one of the best points to pass through when you leave Congo?
Yeah, in terms of transport, Botswana is fast because Zimbabwe, the way how they are processing papers, it takes too long, yeah.